Sunday for a few of us.
You're listening to the LifeSpring Church podcast. For more information about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
Going away for a week to Uganda. If you're going to Uganda, you'd like to stand up. There's 10 of us going, 11 of us going. So we're off there tomorrow morning early. And there's a few not here to stay standing. I just want to pray. And Lord, I thank you that we can go on behalf of this church here, and we go in your name. And I want to pray for your protection. I want to pray, Lord, you bless us, that we might be a blessing to that church in Uganda and to all the people we meet. In Jesus' name. Amen. So exciting. Okay, so today, Easter Day, the greatest day, I've called it, in history. And I realize that's quite a claim to make, but we believe it's absolutely true. And I just want to look at a couple of quotes, a few quotes here. The tomb of Christ is famous because of what it does not contain. Hallelujah. The entire plan for the future has its key in the resurrection, says Billy Graham. That's why it's the greatest day in history. Jesus' resurrection is the beginning of God's new project, not to snatch people away from earth to heaven, but to colonize earth with the life of heaven. That, after all, is what the Lord's Prayer is about. That's exciting. The Gospels do not explain the resurrection. The resurrection explains the Gospels. Belief in resurrection is not an belief in the resurrection is not an appendage to the Christian faith. It is the Christian faith. And lastly, all of heaven is interested in the cross of Christ, hell afraid of it, while men are the only ones to ignore its meaning. So there's a few quotes just to set us going, the greatest day in history. And of course, Christmas is significant, and as angels sing and a virgin gives birth to a baby boy, we find the beginning of God's plan of salvation for the whole world moving to a new level. And maybe it was the greatest day itself up to that point, but then 33 years later, for a few days, it seemed like that dream was over. Jesus was betrayed, he was flogged, he was stripped naked, and he was crucified. His disciples ran away and they were frightened for their lives. Their Christ, their Messiah, the one who they believed was their Savior, unbelievably, had been executed and buried. And with his death and burial, so their hopes and dreams died too. They had no expectation of resurrection. In fact, as you read the Bible, it seems that the authorities had a greater expectation than his disciples himself. They were the ones that said, "You've got to seal the grave." He talked about coming back to life, but his own disciples, they couldn't even imagine him dying, so they never even considered the possibility of resurrection afterwards. Then Sunday came. An earthquake. Two angels who moved the stone from the tomb. And Jesus walked out of the tomb alive. Unbelievable. When his disciples heard, they weren't convinced. So Peter and John rushed to the tomb. And this is what the Bible says. They were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. And he saw and he believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scripture that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Did it really happen? Well, we believe it did. And if it did, this day, that day, became the greatest day in history, never to be surpassed. We sometimes sing the song, don't we? The greatest day in history. Death is beaten. You have rescued me. Sing it out. Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal. You have won the day. Shout it out. Jesus is alive. And Easter for Christians really is the celebration of this greatest day. But let's be clear. We believe Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. That was the early Christian creed. We're not talking about a symbolic resurrection. We're not talking about a spiritual resurrection. We're talking about a physical, literal resurrection. The Jesus who was crucified on the cross rose again, even with the scars in his hands and the mark in his side. And did you know that more than 500 people, it's recorded, saw him in the 6 weeks before he went back to heaven? Look at this heading. Easter. Quarter of UK Christians do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the survey reveals. Now, there are some things Christians have different opinions over. They're secondary issues. They're not the major issues. And where they're secondary issues, it's okay. We can still get along. You're entitled to have those different views. But there are certain primary issues all Christians have to agree on. And one is Jesus rose from the dead. And if you can't accept that, I'd say don't call yourself a Christian. This belief was central to the early church. It was their core belief, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me read you a little bit more from the Bible. This is Paul, the apostle. He says, "Tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there will be no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is too. And we apostles would all be lying about God, for we've said that God raised Christ from the grave, but that can't be true if there's no resurrection of the dead. And if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is useless. You're still guilty in your sins. In that case, all who've died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died." That's the truth. LifeSpring, this truth must not be watered down to be politically correct. This is the essence, the proof of the gospel. No resurrection, no gospel. No resurrection, no faith. No resurrection, no savior. We end up with a fairy tale. Peter, the Apostle Peter, he makes this statement just 6 weeks after Jesus rose from the dead. He said, "God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this fact. Now he is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven at God's right hand. So let everyone in Israel know for certain, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah." That is the New Testament message. That is our message. And we live in a society where science and intellect are king. And to some, if it seems illogical or unbelievable or unexplainable, then to them, it can't be true. How sad. They've reduced life to the size of their brain. But what is tangible and provable and touchable is only a small part of life. There is a spiritual dimension which is as real as the physical and much more powerful. But faith is standing on the word of God. and on the biblical account. And that same report we looked at earlier tells us that just 1% of our population believe the biblical account. I hope you sitting in this room are part of that 1%. Last week I was interviewed on a radio about this survey. And I followed a well-educated and extremely clever Reverend Doctor from a traditional denomination. And when asked, did he believe in the resurrection? He replied, well, I believe in the symbolic resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I thought to myself, what on earth is a symbolic resurrection? I don't think Peter was declaring with full confidence his belief in the symbolic resurrection of Jesus. What good would that be if there was a decaying body in the grave? I don't think Paul had in mind the symbolic resurrection of Jesus when he declared, if Christ wasn't raised, our faith is futile and useless. I don't think 11 of the 12 disciples died for belief in a symbolic resurrection. Of course not. They died, and millions of others since, believing in the actual physical resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I want us to get our facts correct. 23% of Christians do not deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's fake news. In so doing, they would be denying their faith. 100% of Christians believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's core to the gospel. And LifeSpring and friends, we believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And now he is seated, exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven at God's right hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it's an amazing day. It's an amazing gospel. That's why I respect other faiths. I respect their beliefs. But please don't ever ask me to bring Jesus down to the level of their religious founders and prophets. They have all died. Jesus is alive. It sets him apart from everybody else that has ever lived on earth. Hallelujah. Let me close with these thoughts. The resurrection is essential to our faith because it proves Jesus is who he said he was. The resurrection is essential because it proves death has been defeated. There is life after death. It's essential because it proves our sins have been forgiven. We know that that sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, dying on our behalf, was accepted by Father. And God showed that by raising him back from the dead again. And it proves there's life after death. That's why that first Easter is the greatest day in history. After Jesus rose again, everything changed. One last quote to leave you with. If Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that he said. This is the issue people have, you see. I remember somebody coming to me a few years ago, struggling to believe in miracles, struggling to believe that Jesus walked on water or fed 5,000. I said, look, forget about the miracles. The most important one you've got to establish is, did Jesus die and was he raised from the dead? And if the answer is yes, then you've seriously got to consider the claims of Jesus. That's what this quote is saying. If Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that he said. If he didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what he said? The issue on which everything hangs is not whether or not you like his teaching, but whether or not he rose from the dead. And I declare to you today, he did. And he's alive. Hallelujah. Amen.
Should we stand?
Thanks for listening. To find out more about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.